From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran officials upset over extension of U.S. sanctions. Iran's top diplomat has strongly condemned a bill that passed the U.S. Congress earlier this week to extend sanctions against the country. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told Iranian state broadcasters that the extension of the sanctions shows the unreliability of the American government to the rest of the world. The U.S. Senate voted on Thursday to extend sanctions against Iran for another 10-year period, prompting several of Iran's top officials to accuse the U.S. of reneging on the nuclear agreement signed by both countries last year. They believe the extension of the sanctions violates the agreement struck between Iran and six other world powers, including the U.S., that constrained Iran's nuclear program. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today he hopes Beijing's relationship with Washington will not be interfered with or damaged after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen. Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her, as some media had reported. Raymond Wu is the managing director of Taipei-based political consultancy eTelligence.
It serves notice to Beijing that Washington chooses to do what's beneficial to Washington. They will do it, whether it's in terms of substantive issues or in terms of symbolic gestures.
The call was the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of developing closer ties with China. China claims democratically ruled Taiwan as part of its territory. This is VOA News. U.S. General John Nicholson, the commander of international forces in Afghanistan, said the biggest challenges facing Afghanistan next year are leadership and corruption in the Afghan military. He also spoke with reporters about the Taliban.
Despite Taliban promises to safeguard civilians, the vast majority of civilian casualties have been caused by the insurgency. 61 to 72%, depending on which international organization you use. But these statistics are compiled by UNAMA, as well as the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
Nicholson said the Taliban has made 8 attempts since August to take provincial capitals inside of Afghanistan. More than a million protesters jam into the streets and squares of Seoul, South Korea to rally for a 6th consecutive Saturday, demanding that the nation's leader impeach the scandal-plagued president Park Geun-hye. South Korea's opposition parties have filed an impeachment motion against the president that was signed by 171 lawmakers of the 300-seat legislature. A vote will be held in the National Assembly Friday. The opposition, however, will need 28 members of the ruling party to bring the vote to the two-thirds majority required to pass the bill. It is not clear if the opposition will be able to garner the votes from Park's own party. A Romanian-born man has been sentenced in the United States to 10 years in prison for conspiring to sell military-grade weapons in Europe. Virgil Georgescu, a U.S. citizen born in Romania, was sentenced after being convicted by a jury earlier this year. He was arrested in 2014 in a Drug Enforcement Administration sting operation. Prosecutors accused him of collaborating with a former Romanian government official and a former Italian parliament member to sell an arsenal of weapons. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro, who recently died, had decided to have his ashes buried in eastern Cuba. The mountainous region around Santiago de Cuba was where Castro's revolution first got started. These children lined the streets of Santiago shouting, "Yo soy Fidel," which means "I am Fidel." When Castro's ashes are interred at a cemetery on Sunday morning, it will complete a story that began in eastern Cuba and took Castro to Havana, where he ruled the country for 47 years before turning over leadership to his brother Raul. Indonesian police released 8 people today who were arrested Friday for suspicion of treason and other crimes, but are continuing to investigate them. 3 others are still detained for questioning. The 8 are arrested hours before the second major protest by conservative Muslims against the minority Christian governor of Jakarta. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.